Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Penny Garbus on the show. Penny's a new friend. She's a co-founder of Soaring Eagle Consulting Incorporated. She's been working in the cyber field for a long time now, and is here to talk to us about how to protect our stuff from the bad guys online, especially the ransomware guys. Right, Penny?
Yes, sir. Nice to join you this morning.
Welcome to the show, Penny. We're glad you're here, and I'm excited about our conversation today because these are scary times. I started warning my audience actually a few years ago that the serious bad guys. I'm talking about the really, not just the spammers, but the people who actually come after you. We're moving down market, and that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. It really has. They are very smart, I guess they don't have a lot of ethics, and they don't care who they destroy. It's almost...
Well, they're criminals.
They're larcenous
criminals, and their crime, if they did it in person, would be almost a capital crime.
Yes, sir, because there is basically a search and destroy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I think they're out there more, honestly, for the destroying of people, businesses, and country to country than they are about the money. Because if you see some of the ransom numbers are, they're not asking for a lot of money, but their destruction is costs a lot more than that ransom.
You bring up an interesting point. Do you think there's any connection between, let me start out this way. We know now that the Russians weren't trying to get one or the other candidate elected in their involvement in the election. All they were trying to do was undermine our process.
Right.
We pretty much now know that their goal wasn't necessarily Hillary or Donald. It was just to shake things up and get us all discombobulated over here, which they did a pretty good job of. Do you think, based on that, what we now know about that, do you think that the ransomware cyber criminals are any part of that playbook?
I do believe that the ransomware cyber criminals are being supported by certain government factions. Whether it's always Russian, I do not know. Also, could be from the Ukraine, from Middle East, from China, or, even our own country.
Right.
But there's factions that where they're kind of, it's the cyber war in my mind. It's, how much can we destroy in each other's playground? And right now, as you know, there's a new ransomware attack out there. And it seems like it's going after businesses and infrastructure. And in our economy right now, wouldn't that be a horrible time for our infrastructure to be?
Well, you brought up China. We know that China has a multi-floor building in China where it's devoted to nothing but cyber criminality, doing some kind of cyber warfare, most of it aimed at the U.S. And so, you wonder if maybe over in one corner of one of the floors is somebody who says, okay, your job is to disrupt Main Street.
Exactly. Yep, that's what I'm kind of thinking too. I know it's kind of conspiracy theory thinking, but you can
just
look
this,
at some
this
of the patterns.
We're way beyond conspiracy. I think all you and I are doing is connecting the dots. We're not conspiratorials.
Okay.
Don't you think? I think we're just connecting dots that are real dots.
Right, I think so, because some of this doesn't make sense to me. Like I said, sometimes there is no ransom. Sometimes it looks like they're just out to search and destroy.
There you go.
And sometimes the ransom is really low, and you're thinking, you know what, your ransom is $300, but you just caused me millions of dollars worth of damage.
Right.
You know,
it's almost like the ransom was a sort of a cover for to make it look like it was a commercial enterprise when it really was espionage.
Right. Exactly. Or they're just trying to make a little money on their espionage to support their.
Right, maybe the $300 was the commission of the guy who wrote the program or something. But no, exactly. And I don't mean to make fun of this, but this is serious stuff, folks. When we come back, we're going to get into some of the specifics. What I want to do in that segment was to scare the heck out of you so you realize these people are serious, they're determined, and they're very capable to people, and they're coming after you. Penny Garbus and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassie. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.